You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Click Happy shoppers will have their hands full this October with flagship sales of e-commerce giants Amazon and Flipkart. That is, Great Indian Festival and Big Billion Days respectively are slated to kick off in October. And that is our story of the day. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
Editors pick of the day.
Clash of the Titans. Amazon and Flipkart fight for supremacy in the festive season.
Priyanka Sahai, writing for Money Control, goes on to say, although an annual affair, this year's sale is unique for the customers and challenging for the companies. For the very first time, both the players will start off the sale on the same date. Amazon's Great India Festival will be on from October 10th to the 15th, while Flipkart's Big Billion Days sale begins on the 10th of October. It ends just a day short of Amazon's on the 14th of October. This means shoppers get the opportunity to compare prices instantly and make their pick. Until last year, the sales would be held on different dates, leaving customers wondering if they should buy or wait for the other to reveal its discounted prices on certain products. The sales hosted during the festive period of October-November by the online majors every year generate a majority of their annual sales. With the dates overlapping, this year the competition is going to be tougher. It's no surprise then that the players are trying out unique ways to attract customers to their portals. Amazon, for example, decked up a four-bedroom house in Delhi's posh defense colony with 1,652 products from across its website to highlight the range of merchandise available on its platform. Manish Tiwari, who is the Vice President of Category Management in Amazon India, went on to say, and I quote, "One of the things we take pride in is the kind of selection we offer. We have 172 million different products that we're offering on Amazon.in. Last year, the same number around Diwali was 160 million, unquote. So that's an extra 12 million products that customers can choose from on Amazon this year. He went on to say, and I quote, "Between last Diwali and this Diwali, we've added close to 7 million cubic feet of space. Last year, we had 13 million cubic feet. Currently, we are running slightly ahead at 20 million cubic feet." Priyanka Sahai, of course, goes on to note that there was another person from the Amazon family butting in the conversation, because while Manish Tiwari was talking about the space, Alexa went on to set AC to 18 degrees. But there's little information available of the sales numbers that the rivals are targeting this year. Manish Tiwari went on to say, "I do not look at GMV. We work really hard to get the right selection, affordability, EMIs, exchange program, and we work really hard to get it to the customers quickly. That is what we are focused on," unquote. Consulting firm Redseer, though, has some estimates. It estimates the companies to generate sales worth $3 billion during this year's festive season sale. Both the companies are also betting big on various payment offers. They're offering cardless credit with credit line up to 60,000 rupees. In addition, Amazon Prime and Flipkart Plus customers will also get exclusive early access to the sale. Amazon gets around 65% of its orders from Tier 2 and smaller cities in India. Earlier this month, the company also launched a Hindi version of its mobile app to deepen its presence in the smaller towns. It has also almost tripled its exclusive models in categories like television, refrigerators, and washing machines to 200 as compared to 70 models this year. Manish Tiwari went on to say, and I quote, "In every category, our selection would be multiples of what we sold last year," unquote. When it comes to fashion, the Flipkart group claims to be a clear market leader with 80% market share. It owns two niche fashion portals, Jabong and Myntra. Amazon, however, claims it has the largest online fashion store with respect to the selection of products. It's Amazon versus Flipkart and what they have to say about the kind of market share that they have, and whom do you listen to? Well, I guess both. Arun Sirdeshmukh, who is the business head at Amazon Fashion, told Money Control, and I quote, "Under fashion is clothing, shoes, watches, jewelry, bags, and so on. In each of those, we are the single largest place. When you look at the site, we are the most visited e-commerce site month after month. One out of three people who come out on the site on a daily basis is exploring a fashion product," unquote. Flipkart, on the other hand, expects gross sales from its Big Billion Days to double from last year to more than $1 billion. That's about 7,250 crore rupees. Flipkart, which is aiming at achieving 50% of all smartphone sales during the festive month, has recently pumped in 3,463 crore rupees into its online marketplace, Flipkart Internet. This is its biggest capital infusion since Walmart acquired a majority stake in the company. Amazon, likewise, pumped in 2,700 crore rupees into Amazon's seller services in August. According to the report by research firm Redseer, about 20 million people are expected to shop on various e-commerce platforms during the festive sale next month, translating into sales of around $3 billion for big players like Amazon and Flipkart. And it's not just these two big fish. Smaller player ShopClues has also announced its sale from the 10th of October to the 7th of November to offer up to 80% discount across fashion and lifestyle, home, kitchen, electronics and accessories category. According to the Redseer report, the share of items like electronics and furniture during the sale could be higher this year due to affordability initiatives being undertaken by the e-commerce players. Mobile phones currently account for a lion's share of sales on the two leading e-commerce platforms, that is Flipkart and Amazon. Diwali might signify the victory of good over evil, but this is also going to be a competition between two giants of the global e-commerce stage. With the recent acquisition of Flipkart by Walmart, this is now a global showdown of sorts. The competition between Flipkart and US-based Amazon is expected to be even fiercer, as both companies have invested significantly through the year to ramp up product offerings as well as logistics infrastructure to ensure speedier delivery. While Flipkart now has the backing of US retail giant Walmart via the $16 billion deal signed earlier this year, Amazon India also has received funding through the year from the US parent across operations like marketplace and payments. Business Today goes on to note that Amazon will have to show growth and leadership in the Indian market since Wall Street will be watching the Silicon Valley giant's performance closely post the Walmart-Flipkart mega deal. So while it may be Big Billion Days and the Great Big Indian Festival for all of us, what it actually is in fact a clash of the titans.
Editor's pick of the day.
Clash of the Titans. Amazon and Flipkart fight for supremacy in the festive season.
Happy shopping, everybody, and hopefully, post the huge shopping spree, you don't have to pay the price for it with a huge hangover. Thank you for joining us.
This has been today's Editor's Pick, and you've been listening to Money Control.